Pharaoh Narja reined in his chariot and gazed out over the remains of his water dump. Although the scouts had warned him, he was still appalled by the extent of the destruction. Slowly he dismounted and strode out into the littered field. Shards of scattered pottery crunched under his sandals, and suddenly his usual icy control snapped. He kicked one of the broken jars in fury and frustration. Then he stood with his hands clenched into fists at his sides and glared towards the west. Slowly he gained control of himself, and his breathing slowed. He turned and walked back to where his staff waited. "Will you give the order to turn back?" asked one of his captains diffidently. Narja turned on him coldly. "The next coward who suggests such a thing, I will have him stripped naked and tied feet first behind my chariot. I will drag him back to Egypt." They dropped their eyes and shuffled their feet in the sand. Narja lifted the blue war crown from his head, and when his lance-bearer handed him a square of linen cloth, he wiped the sweat from his shaven head. With the crown tucked under his arm, he gave new orders. "Collect all the water skins from the entire army. From now on, the water supply is under my direct control. No man or animal drinks without my permission. There is no turning back, no retreat. All the fighting chariots will move to the front of the column, even those of Pren from the rear guard. The other vehicles and the foot must take their chances and follow as best they can. I will take the cavalry ahead and seize the wells at Ismailia."